Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc., where we talk about everything that has to do with hypnosis, and particularly stuff that you want to know as you're getting started in the profession or as you are trying to grow your business and expand your business and help more people and be more successful. Let's see. If you're watching this anywhere else, you want to go to calbanyan.com right now, because right below this, you know, we have extra text, graphics, links, all that kind of stuff that makes this video much more valuable to you. All right, who am I here with? I'm back again with L. Ron Ferguson. Let me tell you about L. Ron. He is a professional. He walks the walk. A lot of people out there, they took a class and they talked the talk, but they've never really successfully gone from class to clients. And L. Ron is a very good example of how to take what you learn in class and turn it into a successful hypnosis practice. In fact, he's one of the most successful hypnotherapists I know in California and maybe anywhere. There's some successful people out there, but L. Ron, he is special because he's seeing clients all the time and he's always continuing to develop his ability to improve his business, his practice, as far as marketing and being able to build just a good, sound business. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. And hearing that makes it even more real. For those of you that don't know, Cal sailed around the world using only hypnosis and eating only the fish he caught with hypnosis. So that's why I'm here. Cal's the hypnotist. And everything I know that works comes from Cal Banyan. And there's been those times when I've been out on a boat in the middle of the ocean, metaphorically speaking, with clients, and I always have Cal in the back of my mind. So thanks for that, Cal.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm the most interesting hypnotist in the world. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis. All right. Good. So let's see. Why don't you, let me give a couple of announcements real quick. I'm going to do it shorter than last time. If you need more details, let's just go to the previous podcast. First ever, probably last time I'll ever do it, 11-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. And that is, it's normally a 10-day course, but what we're going to do is we took the last day. We spent about half the day talking about getting your practice started and marketing and all that stuff. We're taking that day, that time out of the 10th day, creating a whole 11th day, bonus day. Everyone that takes this course is qualified. It's not required, but is qualified to take that bonus day. And what that's also going to do is it's going to give me 4 hours worth of class time that I'm going to fill up with some goodies that I don't usually have time to do in class. So we're going to be talking on 11th day, marketing, sales, referrals, answering the phone, booking multiple appointments, and just a whole lot more. A big part of that is going to be conducted by Maureen, who is our general manager, who has been responsible for literally booking millions of dollars worth of client sessions and classes. So you definitely want to be a part of that. If you enroll early, there's an early registration discount. So you definitely want to be able to do that. Now, we got other courses. If you can't make that, we got one in July. We got one in October. And then, of course, we have our Week of Power, which is our Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification course. That one's in May, all of 2012. Let's see. Quick little announcement, a reminder. We have got these books going from shelf to Kindle Reader, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, The Secret Language of Feelings, and Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Pattern Scripts and Techniques. If they have not already been posted on Amazon.com, they will be any day now. So put some links below, and there you go. Back to you, L. Ron. Why don't you go ahead and take us with a quick review of part one of this series into a wrap-up of what you covered then into what we're going to talk about today.
All right, Cal, can you give me the label for the series again?
Well, we haven't exactly figured out exactly the exact title, but it's going to be basically going from classroom to clients. And then we'll probably add something on it that says, going... building your successful, I don't know exactly. We'll come up with something.
Okay, Cal.
By the time this gets posted, it'll be right up there, right above the video in a title. But, We'll come up with something.
Awesome. It's all about success.
I know it's the 5 points.
It's all about success. That's right. And I still don't know where I got that 5 from. It came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe some guy I know. Some hypnosis guy somewhere.
It's written in the
stars.
Something
about fish and hypnosis. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, classroom to clients. Success. And real briefly, I want to denominalize success. Success is an ongoing thing that happens every single day when you're in your practice and when you're in your life. It's something that happens on a continual basis that you continually are working toward and redefine for yourself over and over again, and that I continually to redefine for myself in my own practice for what success means to me. When I started out, success was just getting through the session alive, and then success became about being able to see this type of client or that type of client. And then success was about charging a certain rate or getting a certain amount of people to come see me. And now it's turning into success is about working with a whole nother level of clients and being able to communicate my message to more people. And there's a next level to the success as well and a level after that. And so whatever level you're at and you're beginning your practice, you're going to be successful right away. And so to summarize the points that I talked about last time with the 5 steps, the first one is to stay excited about hypnosis and what it is. And second is to talk about it to anyone who will listen. Within reason, of course, you want to talk about things when you have permission to do so, but the more people you can get in front of, the more your message and the more what you do will be known. And the third one is to build relationships, which goes back to the second point, because those relationships that you have, how you're known in the community, how you're seen in the community, will only help to build your practice and assert your authority as the hypnotist. So number four. Step number four is to keep learning, because from time to time it's very easy to stay in one's comfort zone after we take a certain class, or people get locked into a certain way of being when they learn a technique or a process, or they go to this hypnosis training or that NLP training. Well, it's easy to get set in your ways, but staying in the conversation, just like all of you here, that's a very important distinction. You're staying in the conversation. If you're not new to hypnosis and you've been watching us for a while, you've been staying in the conversation with Cal Banyan, with Cal and Meredith, with myself and Cal, and anyone else who we've had on the show, including Celeste, learning new hypnosis techniques that has only served to improve the quality of your hypnosis skills. Stay in the conversation through books. Stay in the conversation through continual development of note-taking, watching your own sessions, or maybe taking notes on your own sessions and really looking at each client that you've seen and going back on it and being open to the feedback of, you know, well, what could I have done better? What do I have to learn? You know, they say that perfection is a state of decay, and there's always room for improvement. So keeping learning is a very key distinction. That's one of the reasons that the National Guild of Hypnotists has CEUs. That's one of the reasons that professionals have CEUs. And sometimes one of the things that other hypnotists talk to me about is, oh my God, there's just so much to learn in this. I'm never going to know it all. And the mindset to have with that is one where you come to peace with that. Well, yeah, you're never going to know all there is to know about hypnosis. After you learn directive style hypnosis, there's all the Ericksonian style hypnosis, or maybe vice versa. It's a synthesis of all the different techniques, and that is going to really make you a success. And the deeper your understanding of what hypnosis really is, and the more clients you see, is the more successful that you're going to be as this. So just having that as an overall attitude, if you have that, I think it's impossible to fail. What are your thoughts on that, Cal?
Well, you know, that you got to have that concoction you're talking about, the excitement, the ability, and that gold in, gold out kind of thing. And I'm totally 100% behind you on that. Keep rolling along.
All right. The fifth point is to never give up. And one of the key distinctions about that is you got to make it okay to fail. Whether you're failing with a client, whether you're failing to book a client, whether you've tried your hypnosis practice out in a certain demographic area or maybe a certain region, and for whatever reason, maybe your marketing wasn't up to par. Maybe you had the wrong idea about what type of marketing would work in that market. Whatever happens, make it okay. make it okay to fail. You're going to fail, and you're probably going to fail again. Like Cal always talks about, there's no such thing as a perfect session. There's always things that you look back on your session and you think, oh, well, you know, I could have probably done this and that better. And having that mindset with what you're doing, I think, is really important. Last year, at Solid Gold Weekend, the 3 points to John Weir's speech were fail forward fast. And I like to piggyback on that. If you learn from each failure that you have, it makes it impossible to fail. There's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback, to quote the NLP rhetoric. And with that in mind, with that open mindset as you move forward and implement anything that you learn, you have to act at the speed of instruction. I think that that's what goes in there. So anything that you learn, implement it as fast as you possibly can. Practice it right away. Acting at the speed of instruction is so important. Whether you're having marketing materials, whether you're learning new hypnosis techniques, whether you got a piece of feedback from somebody, the quicker that you can take that instruction into implementation within your practice is the faster it's going to become a part of you. So underneath the umbrella of making it, of never giving up, I think that acting at the speed of instruction is very important. Do you want to add anything to that, Cal?
Yeah, I think that's a really good 5 points to really begin to have in mind as, you know, your plan from going from class to clients. And this idea of not giving up. I mean, if you're not making mistakes, if you're not having failures, you're just not trying hard enough. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I mean, I heard a quotation from someone else that says, if there's a certain ratio, and it's different for everybody, some people say 10%, some people say more, some people say less, of your clients that aren't quitting on you, then you're not really getting to the root of things enough. Maybe you're not pushing, or maybe you're not implementing your skills the way that they can be implemented. Now, what do you mean by clients quitting on you? Obviously, you want to be a good hypnotherapist. You want to have rapport and stuff like that. You have to be able to receive feedback on why your clients are quitting. But having that passion about using your techniques, about moving someone into wholeness, is really important. And you're going to fail. It's absolutely going to happen. One of the most important tips that I ever got about writing actually came from Cal Banyan, which was, you know, he says, well, L. Ron, when you start to write, I just want to let you know, you can't make everybody happy. Don't try to make everybody happy, or your writing's not going to be very good. Some people are going to like you, some people are going to hate you. You got to stick to your guns and really pick your position and perfect whatever that is, and know that what you have has got a ring of truth to it, and stick with that. And in that sense, never giving up sort of ties into that, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Now, everybody, you're going to love me for this. I'm going to ask the question that L. Ron never likes me to ask. And I ask it every class. L. Ron, what do you wish you would have known when you first took the class? And particularly with regard to how you were going to go from class to clients, what do you wish you would have known from the very beginning that you've learned, either through your own experience or from others?
I hate that question.
I know you do.
I hate that question. You know why? Because I answer different every time. Which to me is proof that I'm continually learning, I'm continually never giving up, because I really think that I don't have an answer to that question, because it really is different every time. I mean, as I sit here where I am right now, what do I wish I would have known back then that I know now that would have made everything easier for me? I wish I would have known about sales and sales technology and how important that is. That's what I wish I would have known from a business perspective, and even from a rapport building and clientele perspective. And even, you know, I look at a lot of things through the lens of sales. People who know me or maybe watched me before know that that's one of my passions other than hypnosis that I'm really exploring. Within the context of hypnosis, with specifically seeing clients, maybe something that may be more relevant, what do I wish that I would have known that I know now? would simply be, I wish I would have had the feeling that comes from seeing a client be successful. That's what I wish I would have had more than anything else, because it's within that essence, once captured and embodied within you as a practitioner, will enable you to have all these other points in place and to maybe have your own points for your own that you write down and go, oh, these are my 5 steps to success. Those are the things that you're going to write down that you can share with other people when you have that essence of what it is that you're doing when you see that client successful. So what do I would have known? I'm going to have to sidestep that and say, for me, it's more about a feeling that I wish I would have had that would have made everything come together to me, for me, a lot quicker.
Okay, so if you wish you would have had the feeling that you get from seeing clients be successful. Am I catching you right there?
Yeah, and
how did that change you? What did that give you that you didn't have before?
Well, that gave me confidence. That gave me a schema of where to hang all that information on. Because what it did is it gave a purpose for the material, a purpose for the information. For me, that's very important. There has to be a purpose for everything that I do, that everything that I explore or that comes out of my mouth with a client. And you know, sometimes we learn these techniques, and as students, you learn them, somebody else said they work, and you look at it and logically you go, oh, well, that should probably work because of all these reasons that I'm making up in my head. But you don't know inside. And when you know and you have that purpose, it makes it flow just a lot easier. It makes
okay,
the information
one last
come
thing.
In and the information go out.
How? What's your advice to those who are watching or listening to this right now and they've just got out of class somewhere, or they've been stalling, getting started? What are your advice to those people out there so that they can have that feeling and that confidence as soon as possible? What do they got to do right now?
Well, there's a few things. Number one, talk to other people who've done it and ask them about their success stories. Start collecting hypnosis success stories. And when you're talking to clients, you can tell them that success story.
Okay,
and you tell them exactly the same. Okay, and you tell them exactly the same way. You know, a hypnotist friend of mine did this and this and that, and this is their success story. And then start to collect your own success stories, obviously. And also know that people who talk to you and tell you that it can't be done probably haven't done it. And have a boundary with that, but absolutely act as if you have it. Talk to people who have had those success stories and study that. Know those stories. Do anything that you can to strengthen your belief in hypnosis, if it's not there already, if that's not why you got in the profession in the first place. And have those stories rattled off right on the tip of your tongue at all times. And that will help you model that feeling and be able to feel it yourself.
Beautiful. Hey, Elron, thanks for letting us kind of dig into your psyche there and borrow from your experience. I think it's really important that we not just have a bunch of old gray-bearded men out here, you know, trying to give their wisdom out and stuff, but there's a lot of people like you and Meredith and Celeste. They're really the upcoming wave of hypnosis professionals, and we need to appreciate the value that you are as experienced hypnosis professionals. All right, wrap it up.
Well, thank you, Cal. And I have a huge, huge patch of gray hair. You can't see it, but it's there.
It will spread, and it will take over your head.
It will, it will. But I'm all for it, because it just gives me that mark of authority. So, for all of you watching, if as you've gotten value out of this presentation of information, if you want to have more value, take a look at our training materials. Come train with us. We'd like to show you how hypnosis works and make you successful as well, take you through as many steps as you need to go to take you to the next level in your practice or get you into the profession. Please take a look at hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com. You're obviously on calbanion.com, and if you're not, you want to go there and look below to our links and tips and tricks. You want to build a relationship with me, feel free to email me at elronhypnosis@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to talk with you, hear from you and take our profession to greatness. Thanks for watching. This is L. Ron Ferguson signing off.
Thank you, L. Ron. Hey, I'm just going to quick little blurb in here. Go to the NGH Solid Gold. I'm going to talk more about that in the next episode. NGH Solid Gold, February 25th and 26th in Embassy Suites in Anaheim South. It's going to be great. L. Ron's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Meredith is going to be there. And some other people too that I think you're going to find pretty cool. Like, well, we hear us talk about Ron Esslinger from time to time. And, Edith Fiore, author of The Unquiet Dead. So get all kinds of spooky and stuff. And one of my favorite people in the world of hypnotism, and that is Reverend Scott Giles. Okay, that's it. Remember to see us on Facebook, facebook.com/hypnosis etc. Cal Banyan, signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.